Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Animal's Eye View with Lizanne Flynn is a hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Lizanne will uncover life lessons for both animal and human from the animal's perspective and will share the wise voices of our wild animal companions. It's an animal's unquestionable intuition that guides Lizanne, a world-renowned animal communicator. Learn why your companion selected you and how you might experience love, compassion, and understanding. For all animals. They're here to help us understand the mirror they are for our life journey. Lizanne will assist you in understanding animals as light beings here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you? Now, here's your host, Lizanne Flynn.
Hey, everybody. I'm Lizanne Flynn, and you're listening to The Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to Thursday, everybody. I'm delighted to be here with you. I'm very excited about the show that we have for you today. Typically, you know, we talk about dogs and cats, and there's nothing wrong with dogs and cats and other companion animals like that. But today, I'm thrilled because we're talking about horses. And I got to tell you, whenever I have an opportunity to work with horses, either with Reiki, animal communication, oh my gosh, there's just kind of that extra little thrill because of how intuitive they are. And truly, the role of both teacher as well as student that our horse partners play with us today. So I have a very special guest who's going to be joining me here in just a few minutes. If you'd like to call in with a comment or a question for either Jenny or myself, I would love to talk with you today. That call-in number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. You can also go to our website, which is transformationtalkradio.com. And on the right-hand side of the page, there's a little box, and it says Send Comment. And if you put a comment in there, press the Send button, it will automatically show up on the instant feedback window that I have open on my laptop that reloads every 10 seconds. So whatever you'd like to share, if you hear something in, that specifically resonates with you today, we would love to hear from you. We also have a fabulous giveaway. Jenny has been very generous in giving something away to the listeners today. And what she is going to be giving away is an equine rehab consult, 45 minutes in duration, which is has a value on it of $60 via phone. And we'll get to how you might qualify for that fabulous giveaway here in just a little bit. But without further ado, let me go ahead and introduce my very special guest, Jenny Rukavina. I first met Jenny back in 2008. I can't believe that we're going on almost six years. Well, actually five, because it was November of 2008, when she was, and I believe she still is, an instructor for the Rocky Mountain School for Animal Acupressure and Massage when I was receiving my certification in canine massage therapy here in the state of Colorado. Jenny started Acadia Equine Rehabilitation 6 years ago after her own mare, Acadia, experienced a difficult recovery from injury and resulting surgery. She is most passionate about helping horses and their owners as they navigate the recovery process, specializing in post-surgical and post-injury layup and rehabilitative care. She lives and works on a small farm in Elizabeth, Colorado with her husband, 6-month-old daughter, who I understand is just pretty darn adorable, and quite an assortment of animals. So Jenny, welcome to the Animal's Eye View.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
Tell everybody, Jenny, while you and I are chatting, what is your website and how they can get a hold of you?
I sure will. The website is acadiaequinerehab.com. It's A-C-A-D-I-A, equinerehab.com. And there's an email link there and also my phone number. So either way is just fine in terms of contact.
Okay. And is there a Facebook fan page people can go to like?
There is, and I believe it's Acadia Equine Rehab.
Okay. We can look that up. We can look that up during the break and, and make sure that and mine, I sometimes forget on my Facebook there's a one after the whole thing. And so but we'll get that, everybody. So Jenny, tell us a little bit. I know that your own mare Acadia was kind of the gateway for you in working with horses. But I understand from previous conversations with you, you've had you basically grew up with horses. Share with us a little bit about that.
I sure will. My mom had horses before I was born, and so when I was very young, I believe I was two, they bought me a pony. We had our own farm in Wisconsin. And so horses have literally been a part of my life, my entire life, in some way or another, whether I was owning horses or professionally not working with horses for a number of years as well. So they've always been a part of who I am.
Well, and before you opened and created Acadia Equine Rehab, you've had going on, what, 25, 26 years of experience in the horse industry?
Yes. Yep. Farm manager, show groom, competitor myself, again, owner, veterinary assistant. So kind of a wide range of places that I've spent my time in the horse world.
And as we were talking right before the show began, you're telling me, you were saying that your six-month-old daughter, you take her everywhere with you on the farm, and it appears that she likes the barn the best.
She does. I would say she's most comfortable there, and the horses really react. Kind of, it's a very interesting interaction. They have a lot of respect for a lot of extra respect for my space when I have her in the baby carrier, and they're all very curious, quietly curious about her and her energy, and it's very fun to watch that interaction.
Oh, that's awesome. And how does she respond to the horses? Is there anything, and I know at 6 months it's a little, but I would think there would be some response.
I feel like she's happiest, like if she needs soothing, she's happiest receiving that in the barn, or seems, you know, energetically most soothed there. I don't know how else to describe it, I guess, but she's just clearly very comfortable with the horses.
That's awesome. That's cool. And I know from your background that originally, professionally, you were a high school biology teacher.
That's correct.
And how did that transition happen to go from being a high school biology teacher to being the owner of your own equine rehabilitation facility? Although that might seem like a direct line to some,
it's not really, right? So as I was teaching high school biology, I was struggling with my own mare's recovery from an injury and surgery. And so the idea for the business was kind of born in my mind at that point. I was living in Montana in the early 2000s and, working and just riding my mare, and it kind of had the opportunity for some big life changes and decided to make a move to the Denver, Colorado area. And the main purpose of that was to start the equine rehab business. And in looking at that, I made a difficult decision to leave the biology teaching behind, which was a difficult decision because I loved it. I loved the kids. I loved the material. Mm-hmm. And I felt very at home in the biology classroom, but I couldn't figure out how to make a small business that was pretty all-consuming and be a good high school biology teacher work at the same time. So I let that go, and came down here and got this going.
Wow, that's really awesome. I mean, it's just, and I can, I'm certain that there might be people listening who, I don't know. I think you're inspiring because of your life path, and I think because you chose to follow your passion. And sometimes that leap, even though we think that the universe is going to provide us a safety net, that's a pretty big leap.
Right. It's scary. Yeah, it definitely, there were some times where I thought I was a little bit crazy. And the Rocky Mountain School of Animal Acupressure Massage came into my life at a really cool time as well. I came through the program gosh, probably less than a year before you did, and they found out I had teaching experience and invited me in to start as an instructor there. And so that really helped me kind of, I don't know, fill the teaching void, I guess, initially, as well as financially a little bit, as I was getting a business off the ground and rolling in those first years. So that helped a little bit in terms of the safety net.
And are you still teaching for RIMSAM, as we fondly refer to it as?
I sure am. And they all the massage classes are actually based here out of my farm.
Oh, my gosh, really? Oh, that's cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. They moved in March, just like we did.
Oh, that's really cool. Well, and there's another woman that, as everybody knows, last week's show was all about aromatherapy. And Frances Cleveland, as I was explaining to people, was going to be my guest on the show. But originally, that's where I took my class, was on Frances's farm. But, well, it's nice to know. I mean, what a fabulous setting for classes.
Yeah, it's really neat to have the people here with horses and dogs, and have the education a part of what we do here also. It's really important to me. And we kind of, Frances is lovely, and her farm was amazing.
Yes.
If we could have stayed there forever, I think we would have, but we just kind of outgrew the space.
Yep, absolutely. Everybody, we're heading into our first break. I'm Lizanne Flynn. This is the Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. We're talking with Jenny Rukavina with Acadia Equine Rehabilitation. Stay tuned. We have lots more to share.
Each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to the Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been there, done that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for the Sandy Brewer Show.
We'll be right back. everybody. Welcome back. I'm Lizanne Flynn, your host. This is the Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. We are talking about horses today, and specifically, we're talking about equine rehabilitation. My very special guest is Jenny Rukavina. Jenny is the owner and main operator, I guess I'd have to say, of Acadia Equine Rehab. Jenny's website is www.acadiaequinerehab.com, and you can reach her at that website, and her email address is jenny@acadiaequinerehab.com. And before we went into the break, Jenny, we were talking a little bit about your path getting to the place where you are to owning and operating an equine rehabilitation facility. And one of the questions that I think we've talked about before is people, I'm sure people want to know what your scope of practice is. And do people ask you whether you're a vet or a vet tech yourself? And how does that translate for your clientele?
Yep. Those are great questions, and it's a great topic, Lizanne. People ask me that all the time, and they assume that I must be a vet or a vet tech, and I'm not. And so scope of practice is I feel very strongly is super, super important for me. I always work with the horse's veterinarian. We work together as a team to establish a rehab protocol for each individual case. I make sure to communicate, you know, any and all new information and updates with the vets and the owners, again, to kind of be the project manager and make sure that all the team members are involved and informed. And, you know, there's definitely things that, you know, the vet needs to come out here and do, and we make that happen, or if I need to take the horse to the clinic. So it's just really important, just like it is in being an animal massage practitioner, to have appropriate scope of practice. It's the same way with this business.
Well, and what sort of people do you have on your team in addition to a vet? Share with people, because I think it's a pretty broad scope, actually, and to me, I think it's a fabulous multidisciplinary approach, to where it feels to me like no stone is really not turned over to look underneath to see if how that can possibly support the horse.
Yep, my team is one of the things that I would like to stand on the rooftops and shout about. They're amazing. And I've spent the last 4 or 5 years really developing this great network of people that I love to use. So it includes obviously the vet and both traditional, sometimes surgeons, or just very traditional vets. And then also we branch off into more complementary, veterinary work like acupuncture, chiropractic, things like that. Sometimes I have worked with surgeons that also do chiropractic and acupuncture, and then sometimes we go to a different vet for those things. The farriers who work on the horse's feet are an integral part of most of the teams. And then some of the other kind of people that I pull in as I can and as I need to would be equine nutrition experts, energy workers, so Reiki, cranial sacral work, massage practitioners, all kinds of things like that, animal communicators, and then trainers, I think, are often a big piece of the team. So they help us, you know what the horse was working like before, you know, and where they want them to go, and how do we get there in between. So that's kind of a little sampling, and I would love to throw my entire team at every single horse that comes through my barn door, and I usually can't. I usually have to really pick and choose the most important few members of that team to work with each horse, just in terms of, you know, time and financial resources and things like that owners have.
Well, it sounds like The people aspect of what you do, and I'm thinking specifically the human part of the owners, if you will, the guardians of the horses. I'm just sitting here thinking to myself that, that's a significant amount of trust that they place in you to bring their animal to sometimes out of state, to your facility, and to have you basically custom design a rehabilitation program for their horse. And it sounds like it's a really nice mix of the traditional and the non-traditional. And my kind of follow-up question to that is, with the non-traditional modalities, have you ever run into any, I'm not sure that we want to do that sort of a thing, or are people who work with horses generally pretty open to that kind of thing? And specifically, I'm thinking energy work like Reiki, animal communication, et cetera.
That's a great question too. And boy, each client, you know, human and horse pair, are all very different and individual. I have some that I guess over the years I've become a pretty good read of the situation when I talk to an owner and meet the horse and see what we need to do and where we need to get. And so I can kind of tell right from the start who might be really open to some things like Reiki and animal communication, and others who it might be a really necessary piece of the healing process. But it takes me a little bit of work prior to that to maybe get them to open up to something like that. And sometimes people surprise me. I might completely read them all wrong, and they are super open to those things and kind of maybe were hesitant to talk about it initially. So it kind of runs the full spectrum.
Well, and as Frances likes to say, I remember taking her aromatherapy class, and you know, she calls it woo-woo. You know, when you talk about energy and things like that, and again, it's a I think animals in general understand energy and read energy so much better than
Absolutely.
We do.
Absolutely.
But yeah, and that's nice to hear that. That people, I think, are getting more and more open to this. So, how does your facility differ from a boarding barn?
That's a great question. We have a small place. I have 7 stalls in the barn, and then I have some outside retirement horses. So it's small. It's very quiet here. So there aren't kids running up and down the barn. There aren't lessons going on. There's not a bunch of full training horses. So it's quiet, and what the horses come here to do is heal and get well and be in rehab. And so there's this remarkable thing that happens when they get off the trailer and look around. They almost always just take a big sigh and settle right in. I have very little trouble with them, you know, being quiet and settling like they need to heal.
Well, and I think that speaks overall to the energy that you create at Acadia.
Right.
I mean, there's just, again, animals, they sense it and they know it, and they're so much better at working at it and dealing with it than we are. So we have a couple minutes before our next break, Jenny. Give us just kind of a short list or a brief breakdown of the types of illnesses or injury that you work with.
Sure. I would say probably the two most common issues that we deal with are lower limb soft tissue injuries, so tendon and ligament issues in horses, and then colic surgery recovery, and then other things like laminitis, pneumonia. I've dealt with difficult pregnancies and mares come here to fall out. Wounds. I have a wound horse in the barn right now that is recovering nicely from a really severe wound, kind of from above his knee all the way down to near his foot. So that's kind of a smattering of what we do.
Well, and so that's a pretty broad range of things that you work with. And it sounds like do you work with as you said before, traditional vets? Do you also work with holistic vets?
Yes, quite a bit actually. And they both, you know, both types of vets have taken to referring clients me, which is really kind of humbling in terms of gaining their trust and working together with them. Absolutely.
Well, and when I would imagine that your reputation in the community, not only in the local community, but also nationally, has just grown and grown since Acadia came into being. Do you generally find, as we have a couple minutes left before going into yet another break, do you generally find that vets are pretty open to this sort of a thing?
They are. They've been really fantastic, and you know, most everyone that I've encountered has been glad to know I'm here, appreciative of my communication with them if they do send horses to me or if we're working together on a case. It's been a really fun dynamic.
Well, and that's so positive to me to hear that. Slowly but surely, I think some traditionally trained vets are coming around to consider other modalities and working with animals as opposed to doing things to animals. I think that's a huge paradigm shift for them. And it sounds like it's fabulous at Acadia that they kind of actually get to experience the working with part.
I hope so. That's one of my daily goals for the horses that are here. Absolutely.
Very, very wonderful. Everybody, I hope you stay tuned. We're talking with Jenny Rukavina from Acadia Equine Rehabilitation Center here in the lovely state of Colorado. I'm Lizanne Flynn. This is the Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be back after a short break.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to facebook.com/TheDrPatShow and click the like button. Then go to twitter.com/TheDrPatShow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's facebook.com/TheDrPatShow and twitter.com/TheDrPatShow.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. I'm Lizanne Flynn. This is the Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. We are talking with Jenny Rukavina. Jenny is the owner of Acadia Equine Rehab here in Colorado. Her website is www.acadiaequinerehab.com. And you can get a hold of Jenny at Jenny, J-E-N-N-Y, at acadiaequinerehab.com. And I mentioned at the top of the hour before we went into my interview with Jenny that she was doing a fabulous giveaway of an equine rehab consult in 45 minutes in duration over the phone. And I think what we'll do, Jenny, if this works out well for you, let's have whoever is listening and whoever might need an equine rehab consult shoot you an email at jenny@acadiaequinerehab.com. Mention that you were listening to the interview with her on the Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. And that way you and Jenny can get connected and she can very generously give her fabulous giveaway. How does that sound, Jenny? Work okay?
Yep. That sounds great to me, Lizanne.
Perfect, perfect, perfect. Okay. During the break, Jenny and I were talking about the number of horses that she has out there in her facility. And give us a breakdown, Jenny, if you will, of what kind of horses you care for, because it seems like it runs the range from, say, for instance, probably athletic horses, horses that do dressage and things like that, all the way down to retirement horses.
Yep, we sure do. I was saying over the break that I think there's 14 horses on the property right this minute. Three of those are mine. one is a very small, very hairy, very old pony for my daughter, because every child under one should have a pony, right?
well, and then, if they live on a horse farm, yes, I think they should.
Yeah, probably. and then I have my two warm bloods of Acadia, and then I have a young horse. And then I cater to kind of some special needs, older retirement type horses. So horses that don't have a lot of teeth and need a specialized diet or have some kind of chronic arthritic physical issues, weight gain issues, things like that. And then I think there's four or five of those on the property. And then the rehab horses mainly in the barn, with varying degrees of turnout depending on what's going on with them.
And when you talk about turnout, what does that mean for people who aren't necessarily familiar with horses?
Sure, great question. So when we have the horses in the barn, they're in a 12 by 12 stall, box stall, with a window, and then we try to get them as much outside time as we can, again, depending on what's going on with their individual case. So I have pens outside that are as small as 12 by 12, and then they go up from there. And so if we have a controlled exercise horse that maybe has a tendon injury, or we had a horse in here recently with a radius fracture, you know, they would have a limited amount of space to go outside into so that they still remain quiet and don't further injure themselves, either at that particular injury site, or a lot of times they'll act crazy when they're in rehab and get all contained, kind of pent up and contained, and hurt something else as well. So we try to avoid that, but still stimulate them mentally and get them outside and get them some sunshine and some outside time.
Well, and I think that's the thing that sometimes people forget. I think probably with all animals that we live with, is that the mental stimulation and the emotional support, if you look at it, at least in my mind's eye, is at least two-thirds of what's going on with them. And that's a really important component to remember that animal beings need. I mean, just like us, you know, yes, we need physical, but we also need that mental and emotional support. And so I think that's an excellent point to bring up.
Yeah, absolutely. And I firmly believe that horses are the same way. The emotional care aspect is really significant and important.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And so with the holiday season upon us, Jenny, and I'm sure people might be more apt to think, you know, gifting someone, a cat or a dog. But just in case somebody out there is thinking about buying a horse for someone else, are there home environments that are particularly well suited for having horses? Do they need a certain amount of land, other horses, that kind of thing?
Yeah, I think that's a great question, Lizanne, for this time of year. And I think the most important aspect of that is to remember that horses are herd animals. They're prey animals, and they're most comfortable in a herd with other horses. And so, you know, driving by a little small farm somewhere and seeing one horse that lives there by themselves makes me really sad because they really thrive in company for sure. So I think having enough space that they can move around, you know, enough to get warm and get exercise that they need, and then appropriate food, whether that's from the land as in pasture or, you know, whether you're able to buy hay. I think those are kind of the most important things.
Well, and again, I think your point is well taken that, although maybe, and I'm thinking out loud here, you know, in knowing about the work that, for instance, is done at like out at the Wild Animal Sanctuary, where people sometimes in some dimension, in some world of their mind think, oh, wow, you know, a baby tiger or a baby bear cub or things like that. And I can see someone out there thinking, oh, a foal, you know, a baby horse, that's just really cute. But, you know, these are relationships that are meant to be for a lifetime if possible. And so I think it's important for people to be mindful going into that relationship of what the needs are of the animal being are, that we're in charge of creating that environment. And I think that's kind of an important thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Kind of we're responsible for what we've tamed. Idea always kind of crops into my mind, and it's a huge commitment.
Yeah, oh, totally, absolutely. And kind of segueing into that, the last time you and I spoke together on the radio, you talked about horses having a contract with people. And does that differ, do you think, from other companion animals such as cats and dogs?
I think at the root of that, no, it's very much the same. You know, I think it plays out a little bit differently for some people. We can't all live on the same property with our horses. Sometimes we have to board them. And so I think that looks a little bit differently just in the way that things can play out. But I really believe that animals come into our lives, for a reason and to learn something themselves in this lifetime and to teach us something as owners. And I am kind of experiencing that with my young horse right now, and the journey that we're taking together. And it's pretty profound, and it's great for me to be in the owner role again with my own horse and go through some of those things so that I remember what it's like for my owners and my clients. And the horses just kind of puts me in a better perspective, I think.
Well, and I think that's an excellent point, Jenny. And I just, I posted something on Facebook just the other day. It was actually a shaman who was talking about the importance of people who facilitate healing for others, the importance of continuing on our own path and our own journey and kind of remaining open and fresh to that. And so your point is really well taken and beautiful, because just because you do this for a living doesn't mean that you're not kind of going through,
I don't have,
you know,
it all right.
Your own stuff. And for me, it keeps me honest. And I'd have to say it keeps me authentic. And it does keep me, I hope, in a place of being compassionate toward others and non-judgmental, because you can resonate with what they're going through.
Yeah, absolutely. The compassion factor changes, I think, when I remember what it's like very clearly by being in it myself in some degree or another from time
to
time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's really clear. And you know, and sometimes I think people who do the work, like what you and I do with animals, that our own relationships with our own animals are just like perfect. They're not.
They're not.
At all.
Nope. There's some work.
Yep. But again, I think that's, for me personally, and it sounds like for you as well, it's a good thing, because it keeps me grounded and just kind of like, okay, yeah, doing pretty much the same thing
keeps
that everybody
real.
Else is doing. It's a good thing, I think. Absolutely.
Yep.
And we're heading into probably another break. We have a couple of minutes left. And I'm wondering if you could just speak briefly to the question of, is your approach to working with horses the same as working with dogs, pretty much, as far as massage, acupuncture, kind of the whole wide range of modalities?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I think it's very similar. The difference that we see a little bit in horses and the body work aspect is that their feet and the balance that they have in what humans are doing with their feet. So, you know, how they're being trimmed and how they're being shod if they have shoes on makes a huge impact on the rest of the structure. And then also we're finding out that the dental work with horses also plays a really big part in the way the body is balanced. Horses have teeth that continually erupt over their lifetime. So mm-hmm. they have a lot of tooth down in their jaw, both upper and lower jaw, and the teeth are worn down as they're chewing their food. Dogs don't have continually erupting teeth, and so there's less effect in how a dog's mouth is working and how that affects the dog's body. So I think, you know, we talk about feet, teeth, and bony structure, and then the soft tissue on top of that. So I think it becomes a little bit more complex with horses, but the mm-hmm. ideas are the same. And I'm going to maybe talk to a vet about acupuncture on a horse for the same reasons that I might for a dog. And, you know, the chiropractic and things like that. So the reasoning is the same. It's just a little bit more to it.
Wow, just that's fascinating. Absolutely amazing. Everybody, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with, sad to say, the end of the show with the amazing Jenny Rukavina. I'm Lizanne Flynn. This is the Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be back in a bit.
Each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now. Our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit fightbackforacure.org.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. I'm Lizanne Flynn, and this is the Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. Just a quick reminder, Jenny's website, as I've said before, I'll say it again, is www.acadiaequinerehab.com. And if you are one of those fabulous listeners out there that would like to have a free equine rehab consult with Jenny in duration of 45 minutes, just send her an email to Jenny, J-E-N-N-Y, at acadiaequinerehab.com. Mention the Animal's Eye View and Transformation Talk Radio, and you can get hooked up with Jenny and enjoy some fabulousness, I'm sure. My own website is www.theanimalseyeview.com. You can find me also on my on Facebook. It's the Animal's Eye View with the number one after it. If you would like to give my Facebook page a like, that would be fabulous. And I think, and I do apologize, I did not look up Jenny's Facebook fan page herself, but if you just search under Acadia Equine Rehab, I'm sure that's going to come up. You're going to see Jenny. I would just love it, and I'm sure Jenny would as well if you just gave her Facebook fan page a like as well. So that's where you can get a hold of both Jenny and I. And we're going to finish up today, and I remember, Jenny, the first time we spoke, one of the things that you talked about, you have a saying that says, you can't fix what's outside the stall. So what do you mean by that, and how much do guardians, do owners affect their animals?
I think we as owners have a tremendous impact on our animals. I think the energetic sensitivity that horses have, like other animals, dogs, cats, et cetera, is very profound. And I am not trained to delve into the human end of that, but a lot of times I think the dysfunction that we as owners, and I'm including myself here, are sometimes experiencing in some regard or another does really have an effect on our horses' emotional and physical health. And so I can work with, you know, the horse in the stall, and I do really like to talk about it that way, but I can't necessarily myself fix the relationship issues with the owner that there may be, or the things that are going on with the owner, again, that may have effect on the horse. I do have some people on my team that can do some things like that, and I occasionally get to recommend them. Mm-hmm. But it's really interesting to watch that dynamic play out.
Well, and I always say to my clients, you know, if they come to me with a specific behavior issue, and certainly probably not 10 times out of 10, but maybe like 9.5 out of 10, there's some sort of environmental factor going on. And the animals, the one way they have of raising the red flag to saying something's out of balance here is their behavior. And so it does take, I think, being especially tuned into the human contingent of that partnership and addressing these issues to say, well, yeah, here's actually what's going on. And I'll never forget, I actually worked with a couple of Morgan horses. This was a couple of years ago up north, and I was brought in a Western dressage horse getting ready to go to another competition within, like, I don't know, a couple of weeks. The competition before that was probably 8 months prior to that, and unbeknownst to the owner at the time, the horse had suffered a pretty, wasn't necessarily severe, but pretty bad injury, I think, on one of the forelegs while in the trailer, while on the way to this hour-long distance trailer ride to this dressage competition. And here it was, fast forward to 2 weeks before, and she looked at me and she said, I don't care what you do, just fix him. And I was like, wow, I don't think I can just do
no
that.
Pressure.
So we shared some Reiki. The horse's head began to droop. I mean, got very relaxed. It was just absolutely lovely to work with him. But then they tried to put him into the trailer, and there followed like about 5 minutes worth of pretty angry, not angry, frustrated, fearful horse inside the trailer, came back out, put him back in the stall. And those back hooves came up against the wall of the stall, gosh, probably 4 or 5 times. And so I think I'm like you. I think sharing with people, inviting people to see that they really are in a relationship. This is, and it's a relationship just like any other kind of relationship that you have. Our animals are really much better at it, I think, than we are sometimes. Don't you
think? Indeed they are. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And it takes work just like any relationship.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, they bring baggage. We sometimes have our own baggage, you know, all of that sort of thing. Absolutely. So you talked a little bit earlier about kind of getting a read of the situation. Is there ever a time that you would need to approach a horse or a situation, an owner or a guardian, counterintuitively to kind of get to the end point? Or is it pretty much always straight on?
I guess never say never. I've had situations that have gone not how exactly I would have wanted them to. And I think sometimes that relates to those outside factors that I don't have a lot of control over.
Right.
So sometimes, I really feel like I attract clients here who are in the very least the beginning stages of being ready to kind of look at their horse as a mirror and to, you know, to begin to kind of understand the relationship. I've gotten kind of good at manifesting those clients.
Good.
And so it goes pretty intuitively most of the time.
Well, and I think that's a good point to make, because animals are all about intuition. And I agree with you. For myself, my own clientele, I want to work with people who want to work with me. And I think the key word there is with, that rather than just have people come to me and say, you know, tell me what to do X here.
Yeah.
It's just like, no, really, it's so much better for you if you discover this by yourself and I can support and guide you. I often tell people with their animal companions, I said, when you change your energy, your animal companion will change their energy. And I think, again, it's that whole kind of, and I'm sure you see that yourself.
Oh, all the time. I can have a horse here rehabbing from an injury and, you know, standing eyes half closed, completely relaxed in the stall, and the owner shows up and the horse will come undone. And it's an energy thing.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And I'm sure sometimes the human looks at you and goes, what happened? Like maybe this is your fault.
There's some trust building there. And most of them have been pretty good about saying, okay, I'll be back in a month, you know, or whatever we need to do. So again, I'm getting good at attracting the people that are ready to kind of look at that.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's fabulous. Jenny, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for being on the show with us today and sharing your wisdom and your expertise with horses. It's been a delight. Everybody, again, make sure that you go and visit Jenny's website, www.acadiaequinerehab.com. Shoot her an email. Say hey to her on her Facebook fan page. Jenny, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Roseanne. I really enjoyed it.
You're very, very welcome. Everybody, I hope you stay tuned for the next fabulous show that's on Transformation Talk Radio. We're going to be taking a Christmas break, and so my show next week is actually going to be an encore show. It might just be this one. I don't know. But until the next time we talk in person, take very good care of yourselves and your animal companions, and remember to say to yourself and to them at least once a day, I love you. I'm Lizanne Flynn, and this has been the Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. See you next time.
been listening to The Animal's Eye View with Lizanne Flynn. Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you? For more information and to schedule a personal session with Lizanne, visit theanimalseyeview.com. That's theanimalseyeview.com. Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show? Well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. We will be paying forward so many ideas, so many tools, so many gifts to all of you because you have inspired us to be better and better and better each year. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz. Each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
I'm Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method. The Michelle Bond Method. Bonding you and your wholeness together, mind, body, and spirit. The Bond Method is a customized program that enables you to have optimal health and wholeness, experience the law of attraction like never before, and manifest abundance. It teaches you how to integrate your mind, body, and spirit through complementary and alternative healing modalities. For more information, you can go to my website, themichellebondshow.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life.
For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.